Unit 4, pages 76 and 77.
The Uniqueness of the Holocaust by Alex Grobman, PhD, President of the Balfour Trust. In ever larger numbers, schools throughout the country are making Holocaust education compulsory. An important reason for this, in addition to the horror of the event itself, is the historical uniqueness of the Holocaust. When we refer to the Holocaust, we mean the systematic destruction by the Nazis and their helpers of 6 million Jews during the Second World War. People found guilty only because they were viewed wrongly as a race. My goal in this essay is not to minimize the horror and tragedy of other atrocities, but to clarify the differences between them and the Holocaust. In August 1945, when the United States dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan, 130,000 people were either killed, injured, or could not be found. But the Americans did not intend to destroy the Japanese people. They wanted to demonstrate America's superior military strength in the hope that Japan would surrender and the killing would end. Between 1915 and 1917, the Turkish government led a brutal campaign to deport Armenians from Turkey. This resulted in the deaths of 550,000 to 800,000 Armenians, out of a population of about 1.5 million. The Turks were motivated by extreme nationalism. They wanted to set up a new order in Turkey, but they did not see the Armenians as a threat to themselves or to the world. Between 1975 and 1979, under the Marxist government of Pol Pot in Cambodia, 2.5 million people were forced from their homes under the most brutal conditions. Those who suffered the most were the military and the country's cultural, religious, and intellectual elites. None of these groups, however, were targeted for complete destruction. Between 1929 and 1939, Joseph Stalin killed millions of his fellow citizens, academics, aristocrats, party and military officials, peasants, Ukrainians, and Jews who resisted his efforts to modernize and revolutionize the Soviet Union. But the people he killed were individuals. He did not murder all of the members of any one group. The Holocaust, however, has become the event that we measure all other atrocities by. Why? Because for the first time in history, an entire group, the Jews, every man, woman, and child, was intentionally singled out by a state for total destruction. Every social, religious, and political institution in Germany was involved in the destruction. This included the bureaucrats whose careers were more important to them than the fate of those they were sending off to be killed. It included the lawyers who passed laws that took away the rights of German Jews, the judges who made sure that these laws were binding, and the military and the police who enforced these laws against the Jews. It included the intellectuals, teachers, and scientists who gave legitimacy to the theories of Nazi ideology, and the students who rarely challenged their teachers and professors. It included the architects and engineers who designed and built the extermination camps, the railroad workers who transported the Jews to their deaths, the doctors who did medical experiments on human beings, and the doctors who didn't speak out against these inhuman practices. It included the business community, which supported Hitler once they recognized the huge profits that Jewish slave labor could provide, and the churches, which were generally passive and did not see speaking out as their moral responsibility. The Jews, during World War II, were the first victims of an attempt to destroy an entire people. While making Holocaust education compulsory may not guarantee that such an attempt is ever repeated, it is a welcome step in the right direction.